Title: Achieving Cyber Fitness in 2017, Part 4: Foot Subcontracts, Joint Ventures and Teaming Agreements. Content: Reprinted from the Government Contractor, with permission of Thomson Reuters. Copyright 2017. Further use without the permission of West is prohibited. For further information about this publication, please visit http://legalsolutions.thomsonreuters.com or call 800-328-9352. Our Cyber Fitness series thus far has focused on a contractor's individual obligations and best practices for compliance with the Federal Acquisition Regulation and Defense FAR Supplement cybersecurity rules. But cybersecurity is not an insular discipline, disconnected from the relationships that contractors have with third parties. The acts and omissions of third parties can compromise information furnished to them as members of a contractor's supply chain, and those same third parties can also compromise the contractor's systems. Thus, contractors must be mindful of the cybersecurity capabilities of subcontractors, joint venture partners, and teammates. Indeed, some of the most high-profile data breaches in recent years have been linked to data security vulnerabilities in the supply chain and third-party vendors. While it remains to be seen exactly how and in what situations a contractor may be liable for the actions or inactions of other contractors in the cybersecurity realm, contractors would be unwise to assume that third-party cybersecurity issues are not their issues as well. To the contrary, Department of Defense guidance suggests that contractors will be responsible, at least in some instances, for the non-compliance of their subcontractors and cloud service providers, CSPs. Thus, basic knowledge of the capabilities and vulnerabilities of subcontractors, partners, and teammates, as well as an understanding of each party's cybersecurity obligations under their contracts with each other, are vital. Obtaining that knowledge about suppliers and partners may be more easily said than done, but cybersecurity due diligence should not be ignored. This installment in our series summarizes the cybersecurity regulatory flowdown requirements, as well as issues relevant to entering into a joint venture or teaming agreement. Flowdown provisions, both the FAR and FARS rules include a flowdown requirement. FAR 52.204(c) states, subcontracts. The contractor shall include the substance of this clause, including this paragraph C, in subcontracts under this contract, including subcontracts for the acquisition of commercial items, other than commercially available off-the-shelf items, COTS, in which the subcontractor may have federal contract information residing in or transiting through its information system. Emphasis added. This is a broad mandate that subcontractors will be subject to the same rules as their prime contractors whenever the subcontractor will handle federal contract information, FCI. Note that this clause exempts subcontracts for COTS items from the flowdown requirement. This exemption may be more a testament to the efficacy of the COTS lobby than to any other factor. Query: What justification is there for distinguishing between COTS suppliers and suppliers of FAR PT-12? Commercial items. Frankly, a COTS supplier that has FCI, residing in or transiting through its information system, is just as vulnerable to cyber attack as any other contractor, perhaps more so. If the rationale for this exemption is the assumption that COTS suppliers are not likely to have such information in their systems, the exemption is unnecessary to the extent that the assumption is correct, because the flowdown is required only if FCI resides in or transits through the system. However, if the assumption is not invariably correct, the FAR rule leaves a gaping hole in the supply chain's cybersecurity defenses. DFARS 252-204-7012 Immobile provides as follows, subcontracts. The contractor shall 1. Include this clause, including this paragraph, M, in subcontracts, or similar contractual instruments, for operationally critical support, or for which subcontract performance will involve covered defense information, including subcontracts for commercial items, without alteration, except to identify the parties. The contractor shall determine if the information required for subcontractor performance retains its identity as covered defense information and will require protection under this clause, and, if necessary, consult with the contracting office.